In the first pasuk of Rus, it tells us that there was a famine, and a man went with his wife and children and left the land. Then in the second pasuk, it says, the name of the man, V'shem Ish Elimelech, V'shem Ish Deinami. So the obvious question becomes, why, since every word has to be measured a million ways, why would the pasuk first say it in a closed way, without giving actual details, very vague, nouns, a man went, his wife, his kids, and then only afterwards say, by the way, the man's name, and get descriptive, and say, Elimelech, Nami, Machlin, Kilian, why would it do it that way? So one answer could be, something we've spoken about many times, is that at times the Torah, Tanakh, they are written in a way of what was going on at the time. What were the people experiencing in that moment? So they want to say, that Elimelech snuck out of Eretz Yisrael on his way to Moav. It was a secret. So really when he left, Vayelech, it was only Ish. It was anonymous. Nobody really knew who he was. Only afterward was it revealed that, by the way, he's not there. He's not in his house anymore. Then it says, oh, by the way, his name is Elimelech and his wife's name is Nami and stuff like that. But originally, it was like a secret. The Nachlas Yosef, very important sefer on Megillas Rus that was translated into English by Rabbi Lapiansky called Seed of Redemption. He quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says that when Elimelech left, there was a debate in Shemayim whether it was considered good or bad. Legally, there's a reason he's allowed to leave. There's a famine in the land. Avram Avinu left when there was a famine. Yaakov Avinu left when there was a famine, who sent the boys down to Egypt. There's a concept that when there's a famine, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So he had legitimate reasons. And there are many other possible motivations that were halachically correct. But on the other hand, there's a negativity of as well to the same action, because when he abandoned his people, they got nervous. And there was a debate among the Shemayim in heaven, the prosecutors and the defenders. So he says that the first two psukim are the debate. It wasn't a secret that then was revealed. It was two sides of the equation. At first, it was protecting him. It was saying it in a secretive way. And a man went out, not giving us the details, because he had a right to be protected. Hashem didn't want to label him forever, as we spoke about the Makalal recently. And the person that the Makalal cursed, the person, the antagonist against him. We hide his name in order not to put him in for eternity in a negative way. Only afterward, what is it revealed his name was because the prosecuting angels went out. And the prosecuting angels said that his negativity was too strong. What was the negativity? The negativity was that he abandoned his people. For a private individual, not leading a nation, not being Eli Melech, the potential king of Judaism, Eli Malchus, he could have had the whole kingdom. He's allowed to privately think about leaving. But as a public figure for the entire nation, he was prosecuted. But on how Hashem works, every detail gets counted. So even though Elimelech himself is buried in Moav, in a place that nobody knows about, disappeared, him and his family, no one knows anything about where they are, nothing was left of them, that's the negative part of it. But the positive part was that through his going to Moav, we quote this part of the story in the beginning, created the beginning of Mashiach. Which means we really could have started the story from Nami and Rus returning, maybe. We could have started the story with something else. No, we're starting the story with Vayelech Ish, the first pasuk, hiding his name, telling us there was something positive to what he did. And even though they died there and they remained there, there's a positive to what they did that it created the seed. They're getting credit for starting out this story. What it tells us again is the obvious idea that everything we do is measured. Every part of what we do is measured. If we're doing something bad, chas v'shalom, if there's a hirur tshuva, if we don't enjoy it 100%, it takes away some of the punishment. Everything we do is measured to the billionth degree. And if something good comes out of it, because we had some positive thoughts, we will be rewarded for that part as well. People are complex. Everything's not so simple. And that's part of the idea of being Kabbalah, Olmach HaShemayim, on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, to realize that the perfection is only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the study of Torah, and that everything is being measured, and therefore everything that happens to us, we have to realize, even if we do a great thing and something bad comes out of it, because maybe 1% of what we're doing wasn't that good. And the reverse, we're never that evil, because usually we have good thoughts going on as well. Have a great Shabbos and a great Yom Tov.